This book has been kindly donated to RNIB free of charge by HarperCollins. We're very grateful for this generosity, which enables us to make more high-quality unabridged audiobooks available to blind and partially sighted people.
HarperCollins presents Thunderbolt from Navarone by Sam Llewellyn, read by Jonathan Oliver.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, Register Charity Number 226227.
Prologue. Captain Helmholtz looked at his watch. It was 10:54 and 33 seconds. 27 seconds until coffee time on the bridge of the armed merchantman Cormoran. At Captain Helmholtz's insistence, coffee time was 10:55 precisely. A precise man, Helmholtz, which was perhaps why he had been appointed to the command that had put him here in this steel room with big windows, below the red and black Kriegsmarine ensign with its iron cross and swastika, bored stiff in the Meltemi, the afternoon wind of the Aegean. Outside the windows were numbers 1 and 2 hatches, and under the hatches the cargo, and forward of the hatches the bow gun on the forecastle, and the bow itself, kicking through the short, steep chop. Beyond the rusty iron bow the sea sparkled, a dazzling sheet of sapphire all the way to the horizon. Beyond the horizon lay his destination, hanging like a cloud, a solid cloud, the mountains of Kynthos, blue with distance.